Badalona Museum. Within the walls of this building and through the streets of this town, one can still hear the words of the Tabula Hospitalis, the hospitality agreement between the inhabitants of Betulo and the patrician Quintus Licinius in Roman times. The agreement is inscribed on a bronze plaque dating from the 1st century AD, and it is the oldest document to bear the words, the people of Betulo, in other words, the people of Badalona.
Imperatore Nerva Caesari Traiano Augusto Germanico Caio Pompeio Consulibus Idus Junias. Baetulonenses ex Hispania Citeriore Hospitium Feserum cum quinto Licinio Silvano Graniano eumque liberos posterosque suis patronum coptaverum.
Betulo was the name given to the town in Roman times. Under these stones we can still find its archaeological remains. The Roman town still breathes here. The museum was founded in 1955, after the thermal baths were discovered, when the area known as El Clos de la Torre was about to be developed for building. The museum was finished in 1966, and it stands on the site of the old thermal baths. The Romans of Betulo could come to these public baths to purify their bodies, chat, do business, and talk politics. The design of the cultural centre gave priority to the recovery, restoration and divulgation of all the archaeological features that had been found in the subsoil below. Since 1979, it has also housed the historic archives of Badalona. If you wish, you may enter the museum and visit the archaeological remains. They feature the thermal baths themselves with all their different rooms in what was a major public building in Roman times, as well as the forum, or market area, and many valuable historical artifacts, such as the white marble sculpture of a woman known as the Venus of Badalona. Today, she is the symbol of Badalona. It was recently decided to incorporate in the project to enlarge the museum a link between the thermal baths and the Decumanus Maximus, which was one of the main streets in any Roman city. In it, you can visit the shops or tabernae in the shopping area that was near the forum. In Roman times, you would have found shops here specialising in food, ovens, clothing and jewellery, as well as pottery workshops. With this enlargement of the museum, the complex has become one of the largest covered Roman archaeological sites in Catalonia, covering over 3,400 square metres. We recommend you visit the whole of the site if you can. Behind you, along the Via Augusta, and to the right, you can see a modern glass building. It is known as El Viver, which means the nursery gardens, because the municipal nurseries once lay on this piece of land. It was here that all the ornamental plants were grown that adorned the city. The building dates from May 2007, and it currently houses the town council's administrative offices.
Baetulo, the Roman city. Historians date the founding of Baetulo at around the first quarter of the 1st century BC, although they cannot provide a specific date. Unlike other cities, it was not built on the site of a previous settlement. Baetulo was a new town, created to help organize the Roman territory of Laetania. It was designed as a social, religious, administrative, and above all, economic center for the area. Located on the highest part of a small hill, known today as Turo den Roses, its strategic position by the sea meant it performed the function of coastline surveillance and control. Hence it was a walled town, with large defence turrets and a surface area of around 11 hectares. The streets of Baetulo were arranged in a rectangular grid layout, and it was divided into two areas separated by the forum. The upper town was the residential area, and the lower part of the town, which is where we are now, was where the artisans, traders, and general public carried out their business, around the Via Augusta. In the 1st century AD, Baetulo had a population of up to 1,500 inhabitants, thanks to its prosperous income from vineyards and wine exports. The remains of Roman Badalona are not confined to the museum. Other archaeological sites have been discovered, such as the House of the Dolphins. The villa is a fine example of a Roman domus, with all its rooms laid out around a central courtyard. It also features a water system that is the only Roman system that one can visit in Catalonia. This infrastructure supplied drinking water to the villa, the thermal baths, and the fountains of Baetulo. In the garden of Quintus Licinius, you can also see the pool and the garden of the patrician's villa, which is just opposite the museum. If you have time, try to visit them.